Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for June 30th, 2020. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include how to avoid DIY theme mistakes, a live chat with pro designer Michelle Phillips on Thursday, a live show all about getting started with Astra Themes is coming soon, a free Gutenberg webinar on July 8th, Google's new beta report that combines analytics and Search Console, some seriously eye-opening blogging stats to help you focus your next moves and priorities, and how investing in your success can save 2 years off not earning enough money with your blog. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Bloggate Facebook page. It's a great way to get the deeper story on what's reported in Tips Tuesday, and I almost always have breaking news for the day, too, so come join us for the live party. And a note about who I help. All tips, advice, and suggestions in this and all Bloggate posts and tutorials are intended to empower DIY site owners who are not on hosting that is restrictive in what you can and can't do with your site and hosting setup. In Bloggate happenings, mark your calendars. I've got all kinds of goodies coming up for you. First, how to avoid DIY theme mistakes. I am really excited about this upcoming live chat with Michelle Phillips of CodeFetti. Now, most of you know her as the go-to person for Astra tutorials. Well, Michelle's been a pro designer for years and works with all of the major platforms, including Genesis and Divi. And she's also on the leading edge with what's happening in Gutenberg. Y'all have heard me mention several times that Gutenberg and the Astra theme are a good combo, and you can design your own with it. Well, the problem is most site folks only know pretty, not why themes are built the way they are. And what we're seeing all over the place these days with multiple platforms is that folks are DIYing their themes and getting into deep doo-doo with speed, ADA compliance, poor user experience, which is now checked in Google's new Core Web Vitals, and goofing up their SEO. So, Michelle has agreed to do a couple of live streams with me to help educate site owners on the most common theme design no-nos so you can make better decisions. And if you've never tried to do your own theme design before, you'll hear the real story about what you're getting into so you can decide if that's even time well spent for you or not. So mark your calendar for this Thursday, July 2nd at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and join us live on the Bloggate Facebook page. Jump on over to the post. I've got a link for you in the show notes for more details and a link to the Facebook event so you can get reminders about when we go live. Now, the replay will be available on the Bloggate Facebook page and on the post later, but you can ask your questions live during the show while we have Michelle handy. Now, Michelle will also be joining me for another live stream on Wednesday, July 15th at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, where we'll take a deeper dive into getting started with Astra. You know, our first show is so packed with info about theme design best practices that I know y'all will have a ton of Astra-specific questions. So, we're going to devote a whole other show just to Astra, and I'll have a post for you soon with all of the details, but it will also be on the Bloggate Facebook page, and you can go ahead and mark your calendars now. And woohoo, if you haven't tried Gutenberg yet, boy, are you missing out. Join us for a free webinar on Wednesday, July 8th, where I'll be showing you just how powerful Gutenberg is now. Plus, real-world examples of what you can create with it. And I'll be answering all of your Gutenberg questions right up front in my free webinar. So mark your calendar now for July 8th at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Now, this is a Zoom meeting, and you do have to register to get the Zoom meeting and replay info. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's dive into this week's tips. Now, we're a little shy on tips and news again this week, thankfully. We like having a little break, but I do have a few important ones for you and some eye-opening stats about blogging in SEO tips. Last week, I received an email from Google, as did several of my DIY SEO course members, that Google has a new beta report coming out soon. It will be called Google Search Console Insights, and it will combine analytics data with Search Console data for your top performing post. Now, the reason I think everybody didn't get this is because most folks don't have those two things connected already. Yeah, I teach you how to do that in my DIY SEO course. Now, that combo shows you a bit of Search Console data in analytics, but it's not a full report. This new beta thing will be, and Google said it will roll out in a few weeks, and they'll send an email when it's live. And I'll keep you posted on when it does go live, and we'll be comparing notes about it in the course's private Facebook group and or having a village chat about it. In content marketing tips, all the nice folks over at Blogging Wizard put together a super interesting post of blogging stats, and I'd like to highlight a few for you just to give you an idea of how saturated the environment all of us are competing for eyeballs really is, plus why it's harder to get traction with a new blog now compared to just a few years ago. And I'll talk about why you have to use different tactics as a new blogger compared to the tactics some of the course creators used for how they started their blogs. All right, let's go. The very first blog post was published in 1994. There are now 600 million blogs. That's not posts, it's sites. Potentially, there are 3.4 billion people currently reading those blog posts. 70 million new blog posts are published each month. Now read that one again. 70 million new posts a month. That's some serious competition for eyeballs every day. Now the average blog post is 1,236 words. Now consider that when thinking about what Google considers the difference between what's thin or authoritative content. Now the trend is toward longer posts. And that trend has continually gone up since 2014, which had an average word count of 808 words. And here are two more stats on longer posts. Longer posts get more backlinks than shorter posts. Longer posts do better on social media. Now, this one is odd to me. How can you tell how long the post is from the little blurb that's published on social media? And here are some specific niche stats on that. The top performing marketing blog posts were, on average, 5,714 words long. Woo! Travel blog posts, on the other hand, performed best when they were 4,309 words long. Now, if you're in the home and garden niche, the best performing blog posts were around 2,993 words long. Woo! But don't just go for word count. Make it quality content. The number one annoyance among blog readers is poorly written content. And a whopping 53% of site visitors will leave if images take too long to load. Now, I don't know how they decided that the images were the major thing to blame, as lack of lazy loading or even full site optimization plays just as big a role in why folks leave. Even without proper image optimization, I can usually make a site faster to load for my site audit clients. In fact, addressing image optimization is one of the last fixes we do. And here are two stats on your design, especially if it causes bad UX or user experience, which is what Google's new Core Web Vitals are all about, and what Michelle and I will be discussing in our upcoming live stream. Here are the two stats. 90% of people have admitted to leaving a website because they thought it was badly designed. 75% of website credibility comes from the site design. So, if you're thinking you want to DIY your own theme design, you'll definitely want to get in the know about best practices to use. Else, you could toast yourself for visitors in a hurry. Okay, here are some stats about writing. Only 19% of bloggers spend 6 hours or more creating a post. Oh, I know most of my clients are in that 19%. Now, I am for Heartwood Art Post, but definitely not for Bloggate, except for Tips Tuesday. Now, my tutorial posts take that much time, especially if they have a video, but other news posts don't. So, I'm about half and half with it on Bloggate between posts that have a huge creation time frame and those that don't. But all of them are big time investments on Heartwood Art. On average, it takes 24 blog posts before you start generating traffic. So if you're new to this, it's not just creating that many posts. It's about staggering out your promotion of them too. Now, the most popular and best performing posts are list types. And I know some of y'all do roundups that are very popular too. Those can be your own post or posts from others or a mix. And I think that's why so many scraper folks create these, especially without any permission and usually with stolen images. Long headlines perform better than short ones, yet short links perform better. Outdated plugins are the number one way sites get hacked. So be sure to keep yours updated and be sure you're using plugins that are actively being maintained. 90,000 hack attempts happen every minute against WordPress sites. Read that again. 90,000 hack attacks every minute. You interested in a site audit to beef up your security now? 82% of content creators believe the best way to get Google traffic is to pump out new content. The second best way is to revamp existing content. That's something I teach in depth in the DIY SEO course. This is interesting. 96% of boomers and Gen Xers distrust bloggers and influencers. Search engines are the number one traffic source of top performing blogs across all niches. So if you're still relying on Pinterest as your main traffic source, you're missing out big time. Get into my DIY SEO course now and get your Google traffic hopping. Pro bloggers share their post on average of 8 times on social media after publishing it. You can't do once and done anymore. And it's not about new content. It's about promoting what you've got. Video posts are the best way to promote your blog post on Facebook. And I can definitely attest to the way higher reach that videos get on Facebook for Bloggate. And promo videos should be 3 to 4 minutes long on Facebook too. Video posts are the best way to get reach on Twitter too. 53% of bloggers do not earn money from their blog. Honestly, I think that number is way higher, as so many folks start blogging and then realize how much work it is and quit. Now, I think the only bloggers making money are those who treat it like a business and devote the time to it. And here's the last stat I want to share with you. 85% of bloggers earning a full-time living from their site took 4 years to get there. So the moral of the story is, you're going to work a full-time job for free for a while before you can start living off your blog. But the truth is, you can radically shorten that time and get ahead faster if you invest in your site success at the get-go. You know, my clients said they completely wasted the first 2 years ignoring the things they learned in a site audit and in my DIY SEO course. That's 2 years of running on a hamster wheel and not getting the results they wanted. Every one of my clients says the exact same thing. I wish I had found you sooner. Well, what are you waiting for with getting your site and SEO and such squared away? Too busy cranking out content? All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on Blogate and to help your buddies. And I sure would appreciate a rating and or a review over on iTunes. And be sure to visit blogate.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.